They have finally done it. Those ambitious dump divers, those driven trash collectors, they have finally cracked the code. They have finally figured out a way to drive viewership to the dump escapades that the media calls the WNBA regular season. Over 25 years of their existence, the WNBA has failed to attract a starving man to a free buffet. Now, I didn't know this, but the diva of all dump divas, Kathy Engelbert, she has organized a scholarship program for her woke welfare recipients. It's somewhat similar to what the military does. Young men and young women, they give the military 4 years of service, and they rightfully receive a full scholarship once their contract is fulfilled. Young garbage men and women, they give years of service to the WNBA, and they receive a partial scholarship to the Woke U campus of their choosing. It's all starting to make sense now. Why this league is full of complainers. It's starting to make sense now, while they are constantly pushing the myths of social justice. Breonna Turner is the proud recipient of one of these partial scholarships. KC, who in the hell is Barry Turner? Barry is a veteran in the trash industry. She has completed 4 years of service, siphoning the waste out of the porta potties in the dump. She is currently enrolled in the master's program at Woke U Tempe, better known as Arizona State. As you can see here, Breonna Turner, she is your typical dump diva. She bears a strong resemblance to Bob Griner. If she shaved her head and stood next to Bobby, you would think you were looking at a picture of a happy couple. Breonna Turner is focusing hard on her studies at Arizona State. She is majoring in equality. You will come to realize throughout this video, Breonna Turner, she has no fucking clue what the meaning of equality actually is. Earlier this week, her ghostwriter penned an article for the Houston Chronicle and gave Breonna Turner the credit for this masterpiece of masturbation. The article was filled with all the woke boner words. Equality, ooh, spank that wanker. Transgender, ooh, remove that wanker. Diversity, ah, diversify that wanker. This was a dual-purpose article. Breonna Turner wanted to highlight the inequalities in sports while also formulating an ingenious idea to boost ratings for the WNBA. While her other dump divers are complaining about important issues, you know, the issues that actually matter, like free chartered flights, access to more than one cucumber in catering so they no longer have to share, increases in woke welfare so maybe one day the dream of normal people will finally come to fruition and this charity will finally go out of business. You know, the important stuff. Breonna Turner, though, she's not worried about any of that. She is expressing her concerns for something far more important. The inclusion of Tran Dan in the WNBA and across women's sports. Yeah. An active participant in pretend basketball is advocating for men to be able to compete in the dump decathlon. Not that any self-respecting man would ever agree to compete in the WNBA. If you want to play basketball and you're not good enough to make the NBA, there are far better options like the YMCA, playing over in Europe, the Ethiopian Penal League. Most men don't even realize the WNBA exists, much less are they willing to actively participate in collecting trash. Breonna Turner, she wants you to know that she's mad, real, real mad. She was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Texas, one of many states, along with the U.S. House of Representatives, that is pushing for the ban, or already has banned, transgender participation in sports. Now, the shitfucks would lead you to believe these evil politicians are banning transgender youth from playing sports. That could not be further from the truth. These bills, they are designed to ban young Alan from waking up one morning and suddenly calling himself Alice to compete against young women. If young Alan wants to play sports, that's fine. He is well within his rights to compete against young men. This legislation, it takes away his right to identify as an emotional support shovel and compete in the garden tool Olympics. Only biological garden tools are allowed to compete. According to Breonna Turner, this legislation is transphobic. Why is everyone so afraid of us identifiers? Sports are important for the development of children. Studies have shown trans youth have the worst mental health of all kids. Their mental health is even worse than the alphabet kids. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I wonder why, though. I wonder why that's the case. All kidding aside here, mental health is a serious, serious problem amongst transgender youth. Nearly every statistical metric is higher with them than all other kids. Why, though? Huh. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I wonder if it has anything to do with the confusion surrounding their gender. When you're a kid, you're growing up and forming your identity. You're figuring out who you are, who you want to be. I would imagine that is incredibly difficult and maybe even traumatizing to go through that process when you can't figure out whether you're a girl, a boy, or a non-binary baboon. Gender is the foundation of your identity. If you're confused about your gender, I would imagine it is damn near impossible to figure anything else out. So it stands to reason that issues of mental health are more prevalent amongst transgender youth. In this article in the Houston Chronicle, Breonna Turner, she shaped the narrative that lawmakers in Texas are trying to prevent transgender kids from playing sports with their friends. They are isolating these kids. They just want to play the sport they love with all the other letters of the alphabet. This has nothing to do with playing sports with friends. No one is stopping Tran Dan from playing a pickup game with Questioning Quentin. What Breonna Turner is actually advocating for is the elimination of women's sports, and I have a real problem with that. I don't need to sit here and explain why it's unfair to allow men who choose to identify as women to infiltrate women's sports. My girlfriend's daughter, she's in the 8th grade. She's on the varsity soccer team. Varsity girls, they're pretty good, second place in their division. We're hoping they actually make the playoffs and she gets that experience as an 8th grader. But the other day, I pick her up from practice. I ask what they did in practice that day. She said the varsity girls scrimmaged against the JV boys. Now the JV boys, they are no bueno. They're bad. So I ask her, did y'all win? She looked at me with this look like, are you a dumbass? She said, of course we didn't win. They're boys. We couldn't get the ball past midfield. Thankfully, I live in a state where we don't have to worry about JV boys infiltrating the varsity girls team. Because if they did, my girlfriend's daughter, she would be robbed of her opportunity to play. That is what Breonna Turner and other dump divers in the WNBA are advocating for. The loss of opportunity for real women. And they wrap up their cause in this shit sandwich called equality. Breonna Turner thought she made the dunk of all dunks. She thought she formulated a point in this article that proved the hypocrisy in people like me who believe men have no business in women's sports. With this being the middle of March Madness, Breonna Turner pointed to the inequality in college basketball. The men have better food. They have better training facilities. They are given more resources. The women are forced to endure harsh conditions like playing tournament games in their home arenas and eating used cucumbers. This is where she claims the hypocrisy comes into play. People fighting to protect women's sports, we're not worried about these financial inequalities. We're only worried about keeping Tran Dan from wearing a bikini and using his propeller to his advantage to win the NCAA championship in swimming. Like I said earlier, Breonna Turner clearly does not understand the definition of equality or inequality. Men's sports are given more resources because they generate all the revenue. Women's sports only exist because of the revenue they are being given by their male counterparts. The real hypocrite here is Breonna Turner. If she was truly about equality, she would not be pushing for men to compete against women. That is the very definition of inequality. It doesn't get any more inequitable than allowing men to compete and take over women's sports. When talking about people like us, you know, normal people, Breonna Turner said, "I actually laughed out loud, ha 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 ha. Keeping transgender women out of sports is not helping me or any other female athlete." Yeah, I actually laughed out loud too. I laughed out loud several times reading your bullshit justifications in this article in the Houston Chronicle. I laugh out loud every time I see highlights from the WNBA dunk. Airball dunk, ha 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 ha. Scoring in your opponent's goal? Bob Griner shaves her head to where she looks more like Bob Barker? WNBA players like Breonna Turner, they would welcome transgender players into their league. And you know what? This is one of the only situations where I would support it. If the WNBA included biological men, this league would go from being on life support to being buried in the woke cemetery. America would not support it because the overwhelming majority of Americans don't support inclusion. You put one dude in the WNBA, whatever team drafts him, they are automatically winning the championship. Which, in the WNBA, championship winners, they are granted access to toilets in the dump. They no longer have to use the community porta potties. But I hope this happens. I think it's going to happen. WNBA dump divers are supporting it. This is the only league where the players actively participate in their own demise. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but what the hell do I know? I'm not a dump diver. I don't live in the dump. Maybe they need some men in there to take care of the heavy lifting. I'm sure those garbage cans can get heavy after a while when you're standing on the back of that garbage truck. But give me your thoughts. WNBA superstar Breonna Turner advocates for men and women's sports. Do you think we'll see a dude playing in the WNBA anytime soon? Would you support it, since WNBA players seem to have no issue with it? Not only that, they are advocating for it. Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.